Okay, let's do this.
All right. Gather round for the legend of the boiler in the HoloLens.
Once upon a time, there was a company called Praesis. They made products that solve problems for people. One of those problems was to ensure that boilers get inspected and are operating safely. Hey everyone, I'm Jacques, and I'm the director of regulatory software at Praesis.
So Jacques, what is a boiler?
This is a boiler.
Okay, I'm Jenna, I'm from Eisenberg, I'm on one of the HoloLens devs, and what I meant to say was, Jacques, this is build. Why do I care about boilers?
Well, there's a boiler in almost every commercial building you guys have ever been in. And much like your hot water heater at home, boilers provide hot water to the buildings. But in a commercial building like this, boilers are much bigger. Picture something about the size of a shipping container with pipes coming out of it. And boilers are very useful. In addition to providing hot water, they help to regulate the temperature of the building by using compressed steam. But boilers can also be dangerous.
True story. April 3rd, 2017. Three people died and four were injured today when a boiler exploded at a box-making company in St. Louis, Missouri. The explosion took place just before 6 a.m. at the Loy Lange Box Company. The explosion was powerful enough to launch a van-sized chunk of the boiler skyward. It crashed through the roof of a hospital linen supply company more than a block away.
And Jacques, I assume you know how to keep boilers from exploding, right?
Don't worry, I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't checked the safety records of all 54 boilers that are right here in the convention center. You see, since 2001, Praesis has made a product that they've operated called Jurisdiction Online, or JO. It tracks things like inspections, licenses, and permits for safety devices like elevators or amusement rides or boilers. And our mission is really simple: enable safety. Since 2002, right here in the state of Washington, they've used Jurisdiction Online to track and broadcast inspection information to building owners and other stakeholders to ensure that boilers are, well, operating safely and won't blow up.
But there's just a few spaces where we can still improve upon that. Time, accuracy, and interpretation.
Anyone?
I forgot my own name. My name's Matt, and I'm a creative director at Eisenberg, which means that I spend a lot of my time thinking about how a mixed reality application, like on the Microsoft HoloLens, can improve the speed, safety, accuracy, and means of interpretation that we have of contextual evidence in almost any scenario. So when we looked at this situation with boilers, I turned to Jacques and I said, hey Jacques, how long does it take on average between a boiler violation being noted and action being taken to actually solve that problem?
I'm afraid that even with Jurisdiction Online, it can take up to 90 days for information to get
Gasp.
To the stakeholders.
No!
Think about it this way. If Jenna is a building inspector and I'm a boiler, she'd have to travel to between 400 and 500 buildings each year with a checklist to make sure that boilers, like me, are operating safely. And when she gets there, what she's got to do is make note of the same types of things over and over again while being aware of the information that's been captured about me in past inspections. And keep in mind, the places where I live aren't always the safest or cleanest places. So Jenna might have to step over cinder blocks or duck under pipes. And even then, she's probably having to wipe off dirt to see important and valuable information. So let's say that Jenna observes something important.
We are both brunettes.
I mean about the boiler.
You are covered in rust. That's what I meant to say. Just littered, absolutely dangerous.
Good. You'd make a note of that violation. But then she's got to go back and enter that violation again into Jurisdiction Online. At this point, Jenna's violation is probably going to throw up red flags at a lot of different stakeholder sites, like insurance companies or jurisdictional offices. We appreciate you being a stakeholder. And even though Jenna is a fabulous inspector, it's probably going to raise questions that could be subjective about the type of information that she's gathered. It's going to require back and forth.
This takes more time.
Plus, Matt, as a stakeholder, may have to enter information into a separate enforcement or repair pipeline.
Even more time.
And that's how we get to an average of 3 months before a repair woman... Would you mind playing the repair woman
Love
as well?
To.
Before the repair woman can get on site and actually fix the boiler.
So, you see what I'm saying about the problem with time and accuracy, right? What if in the 3 months that it takes to go from noting a problem with a boiler to actually getting it inspected, an explosion occurs like the one at the Loy Lange Box Company? In a pre-digital first era, Price's current application, Jurisdiction Online, did a great job, in fact, the best job in market, of standardizing the process of tracking building code inspections and thereby saving lives. We saw the opportunity at Eisenberg and Price's to apply the real-time, contextual, intuitive tools of the Microsoft HoloLens to revolutionize the field of building code inspection once again. And so we built an application that essentially delivers stakeholders key inspection information much more quickly to make safety decisions while delivering it in a visual and auditory form that allows much less room for misinterpretation. And we call this new Price's application Jurisdiction Unlimited.
Cool. So let's actually dive into our HoloLens application. First of all, how did we actually start deciding and coming up with how to aim our future-leaning, holographic, techie, flashy app? Well, it actually started with paper and foam prototyping in an envisioning workshop with the Eisenberg team and the Praces team. What we really wanted to understand with the Praces people was, like, what problems are in the current pipeline and how the HoloLens can extend solutions to make those problems go away. So here are some things we came up with as goals we wanted to target our app towards. We wanted to increase the safety of building inspectors on site as a given.
We wanted to streamline the inspector site visit while improving the accuracy and reducing the misinterpretation of their inspection results.
Reduce the straight up time that it takes to get from inspection to repair or enforcement.
We wanted to extend the whole on-site experience to everyone, even if you're in your office, like Matt was.
And we wanted to digitally transform Jurisdiction Online while building upon it.
So today, what we brought for you guys is a little bit of video that is spectator view capture of a vertical slice of the application that we developed to address these challenges for Praces.
Cool. So offhand, we're going to talk about one major challenge we didn't think we'd have to run into right off the bat, but we ran into. It's how to design a UI that fits seamlessly in a real environment. How to make something for an inspector where they're not always having to get blocked by a tag-along thing, essentially keeping them heads up, hands-free, safely aware of their environment and working fast.
But the inspectors are used to dealing with mouse clicks and keyboards to interact with buttons and boxes on their checklists. How did you guys incorporate, or were you able to incorporate, buttons and boxes?
Well, in a second, we'll see what we did instead. Actually, we realized that since we're no longer working with screens, there's no good place to put a button in a box in a boiler room when each boiler room is different. Each boiler room is kind of hard to navigate. So what we did is we actually designed a tool, something more contextual in there when you need it. My favorite thing ever, our radio menu. Essentially what a radio menu does, it gives inspectors access to all their holo tools with simple gestural commands. So we were really inspired by 3D software like Maya and how they do their quick access menu. So for me to access any of my tools, I tap, drag, and release. Boop. Ooh, I love this part. This is my second favorite part of our app. What we're looking at right now is avatar tracking with spatial context.
This is a feature in our app that we call the Minimap. It is a real-time holographic representation of the boiler's environment with a real-time tracking of the inspector by avatar in it. So the red figure here is Jenna, the inspector's avatar. I think you'll agree that Jenna looks really hot in red. Human resources is going to be calling me now. Any markers that have been made on this visit or previous visits are indicated by one of these tags, which are literally digital information pinned to the real-world physical boiler.
So we are indeed a lot of ways to get this spatial data. So So I don't know how many of you lovely developers use the Holo Toolkit. We love it. Shout out to Niraj. So we first tried out-of-the-box spatial mapping, then we tried spatial understanding, and then we even tried third-party scanners like the structure scanner. But because of visibility and mainly performance, because you're rendering the whole mini-map in one FOV, we fell back on a simple shaded spatial mapping with 1,200 triangles per cubic meter with a vertex lit shader. Trick is you gotta recalculate normals. And essentially this allowed us to create something totally usable and viewable in our FOV. Can we pause that? And essentially we wanted with our mini map to create a spatial history of our inspection site. So me, I can leave notes now, but I can also leave notes. I can also view notes that were left at the site at a previous time. Essentially, we're creating a growing living history in mixed reality.
That's right. So to check the pressure gauge, Jenna can watch a video of what the previous inspector observed while they were on site. The previous reading was 122, and if the boiler's still operating safely, it'll still be 122. So Jenna can see what she needs to see about the object in real time while observing what was there from the previous inspector's visit. And it's always been there for everyone to see. So Jenna's new reading is also 122, so she's got some confidence that the boiler is still operating safely. She can input this information either using a number pad or using dictation, as we see here. So it allows her to capture information in real time and post it to the site so that everyone can see it almost instantaneously. This solved or achieved the goal of allowing stakeholders to view important information about the piece of equipment so that they can make important safety decisions real time.
So we keep talking about how we are basing our application off of an existing platform of Jurisdiction Online. So we had to work within their framework. Luckily, they export everything of every inspection via JSON data. So we actually got to pull that into Unity, and we actually got to mess with a few parameters. Like in the past, they only had values and location, but now we got to add the idea of multimedia attachments and node placement. So we really took JSON in, messed with it, then took the JSON out. And back in spectator view world, it looks like Jacques the boiler is just riddled with rust down there. We're gonna have to address that.
I'm gonna try not to take that personally, but the rust that we see here isn't enough for us to enter a real violation, but it's something that we wanna make note of. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a photo, and we're going to embed that photo so that inspectors in the future can view that the volume of rust that's present. And we're going to track that rust to see if it progressively gets worse in future inspections.
We just saw a photo attachment there, but we can also leave text, video, and essentially our mini map, which conveys so much about where I was at the time and what I was looking at.
And all of our features in the app are designed to scale off of inspectors' current experience with Jurisdiction Online and their current workflow with Jurisdiction Online, while adding the natural and intuitive opportunities provided by Microsoft HoloLens tools, and also creating in video a permanent record of each inspector's visit that can then be used by anyone, anywhere.
So we only showed a few features off in our spectator view right now, but we have a lot of cool stuff we couldn't show. Like, depending on what state you're on, we can log the correct violations. If you're in Washington or California, the violations are different, but we're addressing that. We gave our inspectors X-ray vision superpowers where they can actually see content through other objects. So if I'm inspecting a boiler here, I can actually see a node all the way over there using simple wireframe. And then we also made a PC app extension that really houses, that allows people to view the minimap, the node placement, and the avatar's position on a web service.
Okay, so hopefully you guys are thinking, how did you three do all that?
Well, let's first clarify who it took to make Jurisdiction Limited. It would not have been possible without leadership on an executive level from Praesis, who kept us making something that's actually usable by real inspectors. So Jacques, take a bow.
I think the thing that we'd like to leave you guys with as agencies or partners looking for HoloLens applications is that one of the first things to look for is a tech evangelist. Somebody like Jacques or his president, Kempton Schwab, or the founder of our company, Eric Eisenberg, who are genuinely committed to leading your category into digital transformation. It takes someone like that to get things started.
The bottom line is that mixed reality was and still remains relatively new to both organizations. And so for us to take a product like this to market, it really took a vision for the future and then champions, like Matt said, of that future to pull together time and resources and funding.
And once you get the time, the resources, the funding, the vision, the timeline, it's surprising what only a few people could do. On the Eisenberg side, we were kept sane by two lovely, beautiful, strong, independent producers, another engineer in addition to myself, a UX designer, and an art director.
And on our end at Prasis, we were led by a traditional software engineer, our solutions architect, one of our senior software developers, and our VP of technology. And it took that group to really pull together an app that was realistic and field ready.
But once you have all that, it's surprising what looks like only 16 people can accomplish on an app, with half of them working on the front end experience, the other half working with the platforming of an existing software jurisdiction online.
One of our key considerations was how to extend rather than rebuild or replace the product that Prasis had built its business off of. One of the most important considerations was that we were and have been for many years Microsoft Gold partners. Microsoft, our technologies are built upon the Microsoft technology stack, and Microsoft has led the way in digital transformation by being aware of the needs of partners like us to transition seamlessly forward. Almost immediately after the vision of the app came to life from the envisioning workshop, we put our engineers in Shreveport in touch with the engineers in Pasadena so that we could talk through how to bring data out of the HoloLens into Jurisdiction Online.
And this was like a really interesting thing for us because we're developing this future-forward holographic application, and we don't want to shackle ourselves to an existing platform. We wanted to essentially find the best of both worlds. So that actually meant us taking a deep dive with the Prasis engineers to figure out how we can best serve with data structure and field entry to not really change the entire formula, but complement it with what we've seen of multimedia attachments in spatial context.
Beginning with that very first envisioning workshop, we established lines of communication horizontally between leadership, creatives, developers and others at both companies, and this was really critical to the success of the project. We figured out a whole bunch of HoloLens solutions together, and then we really worked together to figure out which ones were doable.
So, now we're gonna move on to our user. Who can tell me who the most famous animated building inspector is?
I'll give you a big hint. Bueller. He's yellow, he drinks Duff beer, and when he messes up, he says things like, "Dope!"
That's right, you diehard Simpsons fans. Homer is a building inspector at nuclear power plants.
And that's really important because in a lot of ways, Homer's really our target market for who this app is going to be designed for. To be a little more serious, the average building inspector is about 58 years of age. They're male, and much like Homer, they're very lovable.
So we were actually lucky enough to go on a few on-site inspections with real building inspectors, thanks to Prasis and Jacques. And what we actually figured out there is that after we saw people like wiping off grease and like actually like checking pressure valves and like opening up the machine, these building inspectors are like really smart and experienced in their field, but they're not exactly the type of people you'd expect to show up to Build 2017. So we had to keep that in mind.
So Microsoft was really invaluable in helping us move the project forward. Eisenberg was part of the HoloLens Agency Readiness Program, and in addition to learning some valuable technology lessons, they were really able to understand the psychology behind interacting with holograms. So we really learned that people are best working with holograms that are in familiar shapes, which is reflected in our front-end design. It's made to look like a ruggedized keyboard that the inspectors are familiar using in the field. field.
So another thing we had to take from the HoloLens Academy was understanding to pick and choose our battles and when to leverage new and exciting tech UI. So our radial menu was something we were really proud of and actually made the inspection bigger but better. But we didn't want to have to reinvent the idea of entering numbers on a numpad because we can't change what building inspectors have been doing for 20 some odd years. We can only complement and extend it.
Yep. And the goal always was through the combination of that training, rapid prototyping and iteration, which I'm sure you guys have heard over and over is a key to working in the HoloLens, and constant user testing to make sure that we're designing for somebody who's actually going to use the app. Those have helped us to establish basic rules for design and interaction that work for Homer Simpson.
So now that Eisenberg and Praesis have finished the beginning of this app, or the bare, lovely core features we set out to achieve. What are Praesis and Eisenberg up to next? Do I even still have a job after saying that?
Maybe not after that, yeah. Yes, what we're doing now is we're trying to navigate that space, which is new to all of us, right? Which is we've successfully partnered with Praesis on creating the app. Now the app needs to take on the kind of life that a 20-year software maker like Praesis knows how to drive. I think our role is going to be to help traditional software engineers at Praesis transition to being HoloLens software engineers. They've bought their own devices, but they need to think about the intersection of visualization and 3D with classic software engineering. And you, Jenna, will have to teach other people to be as cool as you are.
And it's going to be tough for us to learn how to be as cool as Jenna, but we're going to really try. And on the Praesis side, what we're trying to do is leverage the application so that we can take all of our insurance company partners into field trials with the application.
Together, we'll keep working towards our ultimate goal, better decisions
made faster
that are always increasing and improving safety.
Thank you guys. Really appreciate you spending the time to check it out.
So we don't have a breakout room, but please feel free to mob us. We are very friendly, I swear.
Thanks, everybody.